The web-based numbers cruncher is designed to help the public understand what the word recidivism means when you apply it to a specific group of convicts. You can plug in age, number of prior arrests, race and ethnicity, length of sentence, and type of crime. The calculator will then spit out a graph and a list of results telling you what percentage of that group of inmates will reoffend, and how soon after release they're likely to commit a new crime. Howard Snyder is the DOJ's chief of recidivism and reentry. He says the tool uses four different recidivism measures.
It measures the time to first arrest after leaving prison, the time to first court appearance, the time to first conviction, and the time to first imprisonment. So those can be all different times. And so depending on what the user wants, they can pick the one that matches their needs.
One prison researcher from Wisconsin says he hopes the tool can help dispel the myth that everyone coming out of prison poses the same threat. Tony Streveler is the chief researcher for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections.
You're actually able to start to look at certain populations and better understand that, first of all, not all persons get rearrested, reconvicted, or resentenced to prison. But those who do have the highest risk, you get a better understanding of who is it that we should be targeting our resources to in the community.
Beginning next year, the tool will also include data from people released from prison in 2005 and allow users to see how many go back to prison not for a new crime, but for violating a non-criminal condition of their parole. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.